Hey, it's Bill Simmons. Did you know I've had my podcast for 15 years? Do you know that it is the most downloaded sports podcast of all time? Did you know I have guests from the sports world, from the culture world, people who work for The Ringer, people outside The Ringer, celebrities, experts, you name it. It's on my podcast 3 times a week, late Sunday night, late Tuesday night, late Thursday night, the Bill Simmons podcast. Check it out on Spotify. This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over 2 decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner, to learn more. Baseball is something else.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
Whoa! Hi everyone, welcome to Writer's House. Hope you're all safe and well. Today we're going to talk about England's draw with the USA, give flowers to Tyler Adams, and a little bit about shopping with Roy Keane. And my guests are Flo Lloyd Hughes and Carl Anchorman Anchor. How are you guys?
I'm good.
I'm tired. The World Cup makes you tired. Yeah. How are you coping? There's 4 games and you're in this, 20 degree, 30 degree heat?
It's kind of, yes. It's that heat that's like, it's kind of ease eat. You know it's hot, but you still have to wear the right kind of stuff. Otherwise it gets very uncomfortable. You know, it's starting getting to 30 odd. You know what I mean? It's like, it's warm. It's warm. But you know, it's fine. I cannot get to sleep for some reason before 3 o'clock in the morning. It's like, so I'm kind of like easing down on food and bread and that, because then like the gym stuff, it's not happening. Yeah. Not getting the vibe. And so I'm not eating. I'm just eating very well. So as I don't have to feel like I'm not eating, I'm eating too much and I'm not doing gym and I'm sleeping wrong. So something has to be counterbalanced. So as, because I'm not sleeping right, I'm not going to bed at the right times. So I have to find another way to like find the energy.
This is good advice for Righty Size listeners. I've eaten far too much pizza this week because I haven't had enough
I had some pizza last night and I feel quite grim today.
I need some vegetables this weekend.
You need some.
Everyone listen to this. You've been watching 4 games a day for like 3 days in a row, just calm down, have some vegetables, have some water.
Exactly.
If you don't, this is what the problem I find is like, basically you have to do everything before 10 o'clock if you're in the UK. Because if you don't get up and go for a walk, if you don't have a shower, if you don't eat really before 10, you've got very small windows to like, for example, go to the supermarket, have a shower, go get a coffee. So everything has to be done before 10 a.m. Otherwise, you're done. Otherwise, it's like 9:30.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
The extracurricular activities look pretty good, though, Ian. We did see that you and Roy went on a little shopping trip.
Oh, so funny, man. I'm not even joking. This is what I'm saying. You know, Roy on television is box office. Doesn't even have to say a word. He's trending. But Roy shopping is fucking unbelievable, bro. It's so funny. There was a guy come up because even like people from Qatar came up and the guy was, he was like here and like Roy was like 5 yards away. And like, what's good about Roy is that it's the approach. He's always approachable, right? In England, I've seen it happen. People are too aggressive with their approach. Mm-hmm. So they turn him straight to the other place. These people are so lovely. There's a little timidness about them. And like a guy said, Roy, can I have a picture? And Roy said, "Yes, please." Say please. He said, "I'm sorry." He says, "I know you don't like to take pictures." Right? So, and then I started laughing because I say, "See, Roy, even the Qatar people know that you're cantankerous." The angry man.
His outfit, like, his outfit too was like old man and Brit abroad in his little shorts and his trainers, like the trainers that my dad would wear, like orthopedic New Balances that you need, like the best support. The best support possible.
And the thing is, he was walking because I had to stop because, like, it's funny because we walked down this little bit and there was a man, as a fan with his family, right? And he was an Arsenal fan. His little boy had an Arsenal top on and everything. And then Roy was the first one down the stairs. And so he said, "Roy, would I be able to..." Roy was walking. And then as Roy was walking off, I came down. So the Arsenal man said, "Oh my God, Ian Wright." And then he left Roy. And Roy said, "Oh." He left Roy. So Roy walked off. So as Roy walked off, there was a bunch of like Tari guys. I don't know, must be about 8 or 9 of them. And like Roy's, like I wasn't there and Roscoe told me that Roy said, no, Ian Wright's down there. And I said, "Ian Wright?" He said, "Yeah, he loves taking pictures." Right, so I'm walking on my own to try and catch them up. And then all of a sudden I get stopped by these guys and they say, "Ah, oh, Ian." And they just came straight over and started taking pictures. They said, "Roy Keane said you'd like to take pictures." I said, yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind taking them, but... He's just
he's
funny.
He's a non-stop troll. You know he's a non-stop really, troll, is he?
Honestly, you know what's really funny is because you see the top he had on? You see we both had on the same neckline top, right? Because I heard Ryan was talking about it. So we went yesterday because we had to go shopping because I said, I just need something.
Need
I need
something local.
Kind of
need
jumper.
Something local.
Yeah, right? So I went there, you know what I mean? And so I went there. And so me and him were going through and I said, Roy, this one's nice. And he's saying, "Nah." I said, "Nah, righty, that's for you." So in the end, he didn't buy anything and I bought the jumper in it. When we get to change go to the compound, he's already got a jumper with the same collar. And I said, "What the fuck?" I said, "Why didn't you say you had one? I was trying to get you stuff. And he says, I just didn't want to say." I said, "Why don't you tell me you got the same collar? I would have changed my collar."
Did he get it from really the same shop then too? He'd been like the day before.
No, he got it from another. Shop, but he's got it's the collar because the collar was.
This is why you gotta coordinate your fits.
So, to coordinate the fit.
I'm always texting Marl, "What are you wearing to this thing?"
That's the thing. I feel like everyone has timed it well, has styled it well, it has gone for the right sort of wear. Apart from yesterday when Hal Robson-Kahnu looked like he was going to a wedding.
I knew
he looked like he was going to a wedding. So it looked like he'd been set up. He had the suit and the tie, and everyone else was smart cash. Who punked him, honestly?
No one punked him. I think that, you know what, he's so sweet. He's like, I love having him. It's nice being around, obviously, his first one, and he's very, very excited about everything, you know, because we have the dinners afterwards and everyone's there. So you're able to just go and link and mingle with something. So, you know, mingle with all of us. We're talking about stuff. And I just think he just was. So you can imagine when we was in the compound because it was a definite whiplash moment. Because, you know, Laura comes on and Laura says, "Yeah, good evening, everybody. Da 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 bing." Oh, was it Seema? Yeah, it was Seema. And then when you go to the panelists, it's just like, whoa.
Whose wedding are we going to, honestly? You know what I
mean? Yeah, it was sweet. It was sweet. And I love him because he's always saying, like even when we went on the first one, so he's got his clothes and he said, "Righty, what do you think? Should you this? What do you think?" And I said, Yeah, that looks cool. I said, "You got to do your fit, man. You got a great body. You look great. You speak, you know, feel comfortable. Yeah. Are you comfortable now?" Yeah. I said, "Wear what you want."
Which is great. Like, a World Cup, every World Cup is someone's rite of passage.
Yeah.
So you get like your first World Cup that you can remember watching. You have your first World Cup where the nation you're supporting does well. You also get your first World Cup where the nation you're supporting doesn't do so well. And for all of us, we've had World Cups where you go from being watching it mostly as a fan to watching it sort of like as a reporter or worker as well. So it's great that Robson-Kahnu is having his first.
He seems
sort of
like a sweet guy. He seems like a really sweet guy.
He's such a sweet guy as well. He's such a sweet guy. But like, guys, we have to.
Yeah.
We have to talk about the game yesterday. It's really strange. Because going into the game for me, it's really strange for me. Going into the game, I knew, just like afterwards we heard him doing the interviews, I knew that was going to be quite a tough game to a certain extent. But I didn't realize that we were going to be as timid,
mm-hmm.
for want of a better word. As soon as we started and I saw America set up and they were pressing and really pressing hard, pressing on Harry Maguire, pressing on John Stones, just letting them come to the sides. And I wasn't seeing Jude able to get into the space, turns to then progress the ball forward. You know, same with Declan Rice, same with Mason Mount. It was a game that I could see us lose confidence as the game was going mm-hmm. on. Now, we had a couple of breaks, guys, where, oh, that was good. We went bam, 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 chance, Harry Kane. You know, when we moved it quick, bam, 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 we didn't move the ball quick enough. And in the end, I like the guys for, I'll take that draw.
Mm.
I'll take that draw because I know that Gary and Roy were very like, you know, it was really bad. And it wasn't great. It wasn't great at all when you come off with a 6-2. But I thought, listen, when have we ever as a nation started a World Cup where we've been brilliant and brilliant again and brilliant again? We've been good, like the Euros. We're good when we started. Then we had Scotland, everybody went, oh my God. And then, you know, you progress through the tournament. So I was disappointed with the way we played, but in the end, I think it's what we needed after 6-2, a real reality check. That's what we needed.
I was getting stressed out. I was winding myself up until Flo went, just remember the Scotland game. Just remember the Scotland game. It really calmed me down. I was like, you know what? You're right. Let me just take it down 30%.
It's hard not to, though. It's hard not to because you know that they're capable of so much more. Yeah. I think that's what's frustrating is that you what not even just because of the Iran result, because of everything over the past few years, that's what's frustrating. And I think when you put it in the context of we know how Southgate wants to play, we know how he wants to mull his way through major tournaments, and we know how he is as a manager. Like, he is kind of timid. He's a realist. He's pragmatic. And sometimes that's quite negative to watch and to enjoy as a fan. But you just feel like you have to take it on the chin, and it's really frustrating. But
where did you lot watch? What was the vibe?
So I was watching with loads of friends. That was the vibe. Carl, were you in the office?
I was in the athletic offices, so I was being the loud one where everyone's sort of typing and doing this.
There's always one loud one.
I'm the loud one, just, you know, barking like a dog at certain points.
Did you have to write a piece afterwards, or were you just
I didn't have to write a piece this time. So. Yeah, I totally agree with what you say, Flo. I think about Southgate a bit like if he's making dinner, he will pay attention to a recipe he's got in a cookbook, and he will not change from what that recipe says.
He will
not
move from it.
He's like, okay, I'm going to go into this game. I'm going to play this way. And at 70 minutes, I'm going to make my subs and Jordan Henderson's going to come on. And everyone is, you know, outside the kitchen going, wait, things are burning. What are you doing? No, put in some spice. Change it up. Southgate's going, no, the recipe says this.
Yes, we have to do it.
Yes, yes. Can I say something as well, Carl, Flo, is that you could see there was a time in the game, probably, I'd say, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes in and Gary Neville was already saying, I can't believe Phil Foden's not playing in this game. And, you know, as it went on, you know, you can imagine that getting angrier and angrier about it. And then when the subs happened, and I remember he said, so what are they trying to tell me that? Because he believes that Phil Foden's the best player in this country. You know what I mean? And he's well entitled to that. That's what he thinks. I don't think he's far off it, to be honest. But he said, are we having to actually believe that Phil Foden is our fifth best winger here, our fifth best, because he didn't come on? And then Gareth said that he didn't want to bring him on in that midfield because he felt like, for whatever reason, you know what I mean? I'd rather him not say anything. Just say, no, I just didn't feel like, I didn't want to bring him on, you know. But it was a situation where you could see where we needed something else.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't happening for Jude, wasn't happening for Saka, wasn't happening for Mason, although he had a very good chance. And you just feel like it just needed something else. And there was a time when Jack came on and you saw him. It needed something like that. Because for me, the way the USA played, I thought that they were so
organized. Should have won the game.
No cutting edge.
They were, yeah.
They should have won the game with the chances they had. McKennie's chance was fantastic. You know, Pulisic unlucky with the one on the bar. You know, but for me, that Tyler Adams, Flowers for in fact, flowers yes, for Tyler Adams.
Absolutely.
Flowers for Tyler Adams, because you know what, when he went to Leeds and you see him play a little bit, you think, yeah, man, that guy looks like he can handle it here. But like, I watched him in the first game against Wales. It was a very easy game for him. But like in that game yesterday, I got Kante vibes in the way he was like snuffing and intercepting and tackles. And, you know, I got that kind of vibe. Now people are going to say, oh, you're comparing him to Kante. I'm not. I haven't seen somebody that good at what he's doing for a long time in that position since that Kante vibe. You know, where somebody's just snuffed out. If there's something over there, he's over there snuffing it out. It's just like, he's like how Kante was. The ball's almost, he's like a magnet to the ball, where the problems are going to come, where they happen, and then he snuffs it out. He was fantastic. And again, I've not seen too much of McKenny, so just seen little bits of him. He is something as well. You know, he is something. But I believe that Tyler Adams, Leeds have got a fucking proper player.
You know, United States is... press was really good. It really stopped England from doing anything. Bro. And their strength is their central midfield. So yeah, Tyler Adams was amazing. He just basically, he gave Harry Kane no room whatsoever every time Harry Kane dropped deep. Yunus Musah, really, really good player. Plays for Valencia.
I can't believe he didn't start.
He's ex-Arsenal Academy. And you can see the Hale Elm production in there. He's got that little bit of class on him, which is fun. And Weston McKennie, he's come on leaps and bounds. I remember watching him playing for Schalke in 2019. And I thought, I'm not quite sure what he's good at. And then he's really solidified his game as this ball-winning player. You know, that Juventus loan deal, I was nervous about at the time, but he's just kicked on and become just a really good player, just winning the ball back.
I was disappointed with McKenny last night. I thought he wasted some good chances, and I feel like both him and Pulisic, there was such a big opportunity for them to just like grab a hold of the game at the scruff of the neck, which they did at parts, but like England were very much there for the taking. And I know that a lot of USA fans are really pleased that America didn't lose the game. And that feels like a win in itself. But at the same time, if I was a USA fan, I'd be gutted they didn't win that game because England were absolutely there for the team.
I think that our pressing, we just got it wrong. You know, Mason Mount, Saka. Saka's leaving space. Wasn't getting across. Then all of a sudden, you see the ball go into them. Mason Mount was going out. Then Declan Rice didn't come in on Tyler Adams a couple of times. It was just like we were a yard behind, half a yard behind. And I think that as good as the USA were, a better team will punish us, because I didn't think we were a million miles off of it. And I think there was some instances where we passed the ball a bit quicker, where we got into them and showed how easy we can get through them with the one touch confident play. But I think that we were half a yard behind, and I think the USA were just a bit sharper in, especially in that midfield, to snuff stuff out and go at us, but they couldn't quite penetrate us at the back. Because if you look at them, I can't remember, apart from that McKenny one in the first half, you know, obviously Christian Pulisic at the post as well, and that real chances where they create stuff, bam, and Jordan Pickford had to make great saves. So once they sort that out, you know what I mean, and I'd like to see Reina starting, that creativity and that finish, because Timothy Weah's finish the other day was so good. He took it such a prom. You feel like they can get the ball to him and he can be running off the shoulder. He's probably going to finish really well, because he finished that really with real accomplishment, real aplomb. So you're thinking they're not a million miles away. And this is why 4 years' time with that team is fucking trouble. If they can find that player, trouble. Oh, yeah. I like them. Yeah, I like them.
That's a young squad. That's a young squad coming together really well.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. Ever felt off balance down there? Introducing Azo Vaginal Health Products. Azo Complete Feminine Balance helps restore the balance of good bacteria. And if you want protection from yeast and urinary tract issues, try Azo Dual Protection. Save 20% with the promo code PODCAST at azoproducts.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
I'm going to ask you this, Ian.
Go on.
Is Group B, England now 4 points. Mm-hmm. Iran have three mm-hmm. points. USA have two. Wales mm-hmm. have one. Who's getting out of that group?
Well, I think we're going to get out of that group with the USA.
Okay.
You
okay.
Know, I think we're going to... Because now, you know, like I say, guys, I think that that result, it's really weird to see England. That's England's best ever start to a World Cup tournament. To any tournament. And it's very hard to make sure you go, oh my God, okay, let's rein this in. Okay, let's put this parachute back in the bag. You know, it's very difficult because we were good. And, you know, yes, Iran were bad, but we've seen how Iran can get themselves. And we saw with the two goals they scored against us. If you mess around with them, they could cause you problems. But when we're good, we're very good. And mm-hmm. I think we saw that against Iran. So you have to kind of like temper down the excitement. And I think the USA game made me do that. It made me feel a lot better in myself. Like, okay, this is more like it. Started well. Now we were fucking shit. And then... We have to go in the camp. Everybody has to get back together and start getting your head in the game again. Get what we need to get out of that Wales game, which is, again, it's going to be a difficult game. Wales win that game, you know what I mean? And Wales can qualify.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not foregone. It's not done. You know what I mean? So I'm excited about the way it is, but I'm just pleased that it's kind of like put us back on our toes. You know what I mean?
I also think Harry Maguire deserves a lot of credit for his performance last night. I think the team desperately needed a leader at the back, just a leader on the pitch, actually. And I think he really provided that. I think, you know, Pickford is always vocal. He's always very good at commanding his box and his players.
Flo, the thing is as well with Roy Keane, right, Flo, I'm just going to interrupt you quickly so you can carry.
No, go.
So when I was saying, like, even afterwards when I was saying, I'm so pleased for him, because people don't realise the memes, the gifts, everything what happens with him, the shit he takes. And he's the one that will still get on the ball, still try to pass through lines, still try and mm-hmm. make those checks. He still does it. And when I was saying it, Roy Keane just said, it's his job. I said, Roy, it's his job. But he's doing his job under fucking duress, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So we're arguing. So during like after the breaks and that, when I'm saying how well Harry Maguire's doing, he said, it's his job. It's his job. He said, look at all these cameramen. All these people do. I don't say to them when they've done their job, oh, well done for doing that camera work. Oh, well done. I said, Roy, man, give him some toffee, bro. I said, this guy is one of the... This guy has had so much unnecessary criticism some of the times. And again, you mm-hmm. see him play well. And like Roy was more like, yeah, but... He was saying, yeah, but that's his job. That's what he's meant to do. I said, yeah, but Roy, it's not easy for him. And he said, well, it should be easy. You know, he's playing in a good team. And, and I said, listen, I'm just pleased that he got through that flow because, and he carries on. Because again, what Harry Maguire's done is that he's proven that when it comes down to it for England, he can play well. And like Gary Neville said, some players are playing better at mm-hmm. their international, at the countries than their clubs. So I'm sorry to interrupt you, Flo, but I thought I needed to get that in.
No. I also think it's funny because I think, you know, there's lots of people in the last couple of years who are like, you know what, if a cameraman does a great job, let's let him know. Obviously, Roy is not one of those people. He's like, nope, that's the bare basics. That is the bare minimum. I'm not giving you credit for the bare minimum. But I do think, yeah, when you know that someone has faced so much and their confidence is rock bottom, to step up, like he did, you know, he did make a bit of a mistake in the Iran game when that player got past him, but that was a phenomenal goal. Movement. That was a brilliant goal. So I think, you know, it's less Maguire than anything. But yeah, I thought he was really good last night when England needed him most.
Yeah, when we needed him. Roy was on good form yesterday because when the game finished, you know, they went over to their kids. He said, what are they doing up? Why are the kids still up? What are these kids doing?
He
said, what's this, a creche? But you're bringing him to the game. Is
You know what? Like, well, that's what's funny about Roy Keane as well, because if Roy Keane, say Roy Keane had to work under Southgate, oh my God, it'd be his worst nightmare, because Southgate is the epitome of like a holistic coach. Yeah. It's like,
you can tell by the way they were all speaking afterwards.
Your family and your kids, you can go and play darts. It's really chill vibes. It's all about the camp. It's all about the vibes. Rory would be like, I don't want to play fucking darts. I want to go out there and do some sliding tackles. This is like, who does this? I don't want to see my kids. I hate my kids.
He said, what do I see my kids for? I'm meant to play football. I see them when I get home, you know, come in for 2 days. I want to concentrate on what I'm doing. It's like the darts. I knew because the game started with me obviously going the Lions, then doing that with Josh Denzel, and then doing the darts, and then talking about the spirits and the ambience in the squad. And I could see him when he was doing it, because when he's on there, he just looks across at you like to say, yeah, okay. But what he's really doing is saying, if they play bad, I'm fucking coming for you. And so when it happened, this is why I burst out laughing, because I don't know when he's coming with him, because his face, he's got the poker face. You don't know when he's coming.
Yeah.
So as soon as it happened, and then he's doing his spit, then he's doing his spat, and then he's talking, then he said, you know, and the spirit, and yeah, darts, let's play. And I lost it. I just started laughing. because he was on. So me and Gary were just laughing in the background, saying, I know Gary, like this. But he was so good. He's box office. I love working with him. You have to be on your toes with him. It's brilliant.
But in all seriousness, you need those good vibes. You need those good vibes, because when you do have a shit game like last night, those vibes is what's going to pick you up. Yeah. Vibes is what you have to hold on to. And also seeing your kids, that makes you realise that actually, you know, 0-0 in a group stage match is really not the end of the world. And I think to contain that bubble away from a lot of the media and a lot of just fans who will be losing their minds because England drew 0-0, I think it's important. It's important just to get a sense of perspective. And I think so many fans now realise that the epitome of Southgate is the moment in which you see Jordan Henderson coming on the pitch and not Phil Foden and not Jack Grealish until a bit later when we saw him warming up. It's like, that is the epitome of Southgate, because he knows how to solve the problem. Obviously, we all know it was plain and simple, but he deliberately chooses not to, because in his mind, it was about it was about keeping hold of a point and not losing rather than winning that game. And that's something you just had to accept.
Yeah, I think that some people have got... Remember the Euros and the Trippier left-back business? Remember all the stuff? Everybody went... They lost their shit, man. And you have to, with me, I'm not... You know what I mean? I can understand the Phil Foden argument and what he's capable of doing, and we know what he does at City, and, you know, you want him to come and obviously can replicate for England, and, you know, the call for him, because Gary Neville went in on it so hard, you can imagine what it's probably like this morning. But I like the fact that Gareth will stick to his recipe, Carl. He'll stick to his recipe, and at some stage, without feeling like it's pressure from media and everybody, Phil Foden will get his chance and he'll get his time. But like,
of course, absolutely.
I like the fact that Gareth will stick to his guns. You know, he'll stick to his guns. Like even like Gary was saying yesterday, Gary Neville was saying about, you know, I'm going to try and bring Trent on, you know, and I think, I'm glad we didn't bring it up, because I'm thinking the way the USA are playing and the way they're breaking the lines and the way we're not closing people enough, we're not getting tight enough to protect. You know, it's the kind of game that defensively could have caused Trent problems. And it's not because, defensively, I'm not into that fucking stuff. I always look at what Trent can give us offensively. And if we are, like we see Liverpool, when Liverpool were flying, pressing and stopping people from getting into us, and then Trent can come into that little pocket of that right-hand side and do his great balls, get round people and put them in. Yes, but we're not playing nowhere near that kind of level of intensity of closing people down so as then Trent can get forward and do his stuff. So I was thinking, I'm not sure in this particular moment, Gal, if Trent is the one to play on that side. We're not playing well enough to give Trent the kind of license to go and do his stuff. And that was one of the things I had to disagree with him on, but it didn't make the airwaves. But like at the same time, we have to trust Gareth. We have to trust him.
One last word on USA too. I know you think they're going to get out of the group. I mean, I think that USA-Iran game is going to be so good. We're going to need like multi-screens for that, so we can watch that. But yeah, where do you think the ceiling is for them in this tournament, though?
No, you know what, Flo? It's a good question, because the way they played yesterday, obviously the way they played in the first game against Wales, they really, you could see that they felt, we can beat Wales. We're going to go for Wales. They went at them, knocked the door. And in the end, you know what I mean? They kind of lost their impetus, lost the confidence. And I think that because their team's so young, you know, them going at them like they did and not getting the actual result and beating them, was something where that you could see them start to retreat off. And then obviously Wales got the penalty and scored. Against England, you could feel like they realised, you know what, we need to be a little bit more cautious. I didn't think, they never ran out of steam. I thought they still had a head of steam right to the end of the game. And, you know, they were able to manage that game properly. I think that they are now, off of the back of the England result, they're more confident. I think they've probably got the most confidence in the group. We will always speak like, well, we've got the 4 points, you know what I mean? You know, we know what we need to do to get through. We've got the experience of doing that. And our confidence got a little bit knocked yesterday. But I think USA are going into their game with the most, like, vibe and intensity of getting through. I think that where they are at the moment is, I fancy them to get through the group, no problem. But I feel, again, like whatever they get from this World Cup is going to help them for the next one. It's going to help them for the next one, because you can imagine these players 4 years on. Can you imagine what someone like Tyler Adams, Reina, you know, Musa, what their man are going to be like in another 4 years' time? Dest, you know, Dest and you know, Anthony Robinson. I thought they were very, very good yesterday. But again, if you can't get the ball to Raheem Sterling, and you can't get it to Saka quicker than we're getting it, it's going to be very easy to neutralise them, man. But like, they've done that well, and they have to get credit for that. But I feel that they're a team that are going to just use this tournament for just for experience. I'd like to see them get out of the group, to be honest. I really wouldn't mind seeing USA get out of the group, because I think that they've got a lot more to come, and I think there's more to come from Timothy Weah. You can't finish like that and then that's it. It's more to come. And I saw George Weah.
His surname is Weah. You know what's going to happen.
There's more to come. And the way he finished that, there's more to come. So I think that they'll get out of the group, but then they'll come up against teams, just like we will at some stage, who will just, they'll just punish you for the little spaces that they left. We weren't able to punish them. And the chances we had, you know what I mean? I think it's a good block by Zimmerman off of Harry Kane. And, you know, I think that Mason Mount's shot, I probably would have went the other side of the goalkeeper. But like, you know, other than that, you know, you look at maybe a France against the USA, if that was to happen, or a Spain, the way they keep the ball, and they, like us, will probably get picked apart. And that's only in this tournament. I think they'll be ready next time.
We've seen every country play at least once now.
Yeah.
What's caught your eye? Whose vibe are you feeling?
Spain, bro. Mm-hmm. I thought they were very impressive, frightfully impressive. I think Musa mentioned about Argentina that they looked like a team where the way they started that game, like they were playing with their food. And I totally understood that in the way that Messi's first chance in the first 2 minutes, the side foot straight at the goalkeeper, mm-hmm. was one where I thought, yeah, he feels like he's going to be getting more chances, so he's not too fussed. And we saw what happened with them, because Saudi Arabia might be the team now that from that. Have you seen the halftime talk from Renard?
Listen, I do not speak French and I do not speak Arabic.
Yes.
You know, it's being translated.
Yes.
What I really like is how the translator is getting it even more hype.
The translator was brilliant.
The translator is picking his moments.
Yeah. You know something? Beautiful.
There was a bit of that as well. I was listening to Five Live in the car and they had this guy who was translating Ronaldo's press conference the day before the Ghana game, and the translator was so dramatic. It was so good. It was like one of the best translators I've ever heard. He was like, this is my, like, I know that I always, like, drama always follows me, but this is my time. Like, I know them no matter what I do on the pitch. I was like, God, yes, give it, translator. Come on, we need this. We need the energy.
I love it. Listen, guys, I'm going to have to go. I don't know what then also on the plan to that. But I'm doing, what am I doing? I'm doing France and Denmark, so I'm going to go and do my stuff for that. But like, I'm going to go and link up with Roy now, see what's going on. But I'll speak to you soon, Carl.
Absolutely.
Nice one, Flo. See you soon, sis.
See ya. Enjoy.
Go and do the chaos that you do. Go and do the chaos that you do so well. Okay, thank you very much for listening, everybody. I think it started. I think we're ready to go now. We're starting to see some stuff. I'm very excited about it. Not so excited about England at the moment, but that's what England do. They make you feel like that, and that is why it's tournament football. So listen, we go again Tuesday with England, but I go again today with France and Denmark. But take it easy, everybody. Be safe. Bye.